This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
As a tzibur, we've all been through some extremely difficult turmoil the last week or two. And it's something we need to spend a few minutes talking about. Like everything else, the Torah has a hashgacha on it. The Torah has a way how we need to look at it. The Gemara says, three places, the Gemara says, Araya Soita Bikulkula, Yaza Atzmina Yaya. If a person sees someone who's had a downfall, you need to refrain from wine, from drinking. A few points in the Gemara. The Chassarim point out, first of all, Haroa Sota B'Kulkula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not put us in a situation unless there's something we need to learn from it. In other words, if we live through something and something difficult happened, then it's intended to make us think and look at ourselves. One of the real issues with the way the world looks at things like that is it becomes news and we love chewing on it and saying how terrible he is. It makes us feel good. Because if somebody steals $1 billion, so a million or two that I steal is nothing, peanuts. Mm-hmm. We don't tend to draw lessons about ourselves, but instead we feel much better about ourselves and allow ourselves a lot more latitude. And the truth is, it's the exact opposite. Nobody is born bad. Esav, or maybe Amalek, no one's born bad. And if we see somebody who's really, really gone so far, then the question is, how does a person get there? And what is it about ourselves that needs to change? It's just like Rashi says, you know, when we heard about COVID, somewhere in China or somewhere in China. It didn't change much, but when we saw people were very ill, it moved us. So when we as a tzibur see someone who started as a good person, did good things, and something slowly unraveled to a point where it was so destructive, we need to ask ourselves, what do we need to learn from it where we are now? Baruch Hashem, we're in a good place, but it's a slippery slope. So the first thing it says, Yaza Atzmina Yayin. Self-control and the ability to rein in yourself is vital. Once a person gets into a situation, it becomes lightheaded. You know, there's sometimes you get together and, you know, and one thing leads to another thing, losing control of yourself. Wine is something that loosens a person's self-control, that depresses a person's ability to control himself. There's no telling to where you go. So there are situations. You hang out with a group of people and it's lightheaded and one person dares another person, whatever it is. Understand, you are not a good person. We are not a good person intrinsically that cannot do bad. We have self-control. And that's why people who drink too much do things that are sometimes very surprising. Because we have it inside, it's just we're able to control it. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us self-control. And if we do things that loosen it, there's sometimes a group dynamic, there's sometimes drinking, sometimes other things. So the first point that the Gemara tells us is a roh esod v'kula, when we see how bad something to what depth someone fell, I need to reinforce my own sense of self-control. And everybody knows when is it that he loses it and he starts becoming, when he starts unraveling, and when a person is self-control. The Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Issurei Biyah, speaks about the things a person needs to do in order to retain a self-control. Because Arayus is such a powerful, powerful force in a person, then a person needs to take action to not allow himself to slip out of control. So I want to focus on three of the points that I'm making. It's the end of the Issurei Biyah, Perek Hafeis, and I'm going to switch the order a bit. He says like this. He brings, it's a Gemara in Kedushin. It says, the Gemara says that big Amoraim Tanoim used to tell the Talmidim, Hizarubi mipnei biti, Hizarubi kalasi. Please make sure that I don't do something untoward with my child or grandchild. Halachically, we do not, no one is suspect at the get-go of doing something like that. And it stands to reason, certainly not these chachamim. Why did they tell the Talmidim? So he says, Kidei lelamed letalmideihem, shelo yisvayishu midavaseh, v'yisrachu min hayichud. This is an extraordinary lesson. The reason why a lot of times we mess up is because we're embarrassed to think that we have weaknesses. So, me? No way. That is the beginning of the end. So, they would tell us Talmidim, they wanted to show them every person has weaknesses, and every person needs to be on top of himself. And every person needs to be careful. And that's why he told them, I need to be careful, so they should understand. Being embarrassed many times doesn't stop us from doing what's wrong. It makes us deny that we can do what's wrong. And that's what he says, Kidei lelamed talmideihem shelo yisvayishu midavaseh, v'yisrachu min hayichud. If we are ever in a situation of yichud, so we're hesitant to walk out or to do whatever needs to be done. Why? Because what? You really think that I'm doing something wrong? So the sort of busha becomes a way to actually not be careful with yourself. So the first thing is yichud, and the Rambam says that yichud is something v'yizoyimin a yichud shuhu ha-goyrim ha-godol. If you're not in a situation of yichud, things can't happen. Yichud is the big fence that the Torah and Chazal place that a person not get into trouble. Once a person is in a situation of yichud, stopping yourself from going further is much, much more difficult. Yichud is something that a person can be much more readily careful, and therefore learning how to be yichud, understanding yourself, and there's certain halakas. I want to add one or two points. Chazal gave us guidelines in line with people's nature. For instance, there's a category called libuk aspa. It's harder. A person that I'm not familiar with, they're barriers. And therefore, the level of yichud, the level of shmira, is less than someone that you're familiar with. A neighbor, a cousin, it's something that halacha takes note of. So yichud means don't allow yourself to get into a situation that will get out of control. You still have control. Once you're in a situation, you many times lose control. So yichud is something. And then he says, v'chein yinahe yinhob l'srachik min ha-schoik u'min ha-shichrus u'midivri ha-govim. Over lightheadedness, when a person becomes wild, a person becomes silly, a person becomes crazy, loses self-control, and then we have problems. Drinking, And that's the reason why drinking is so bad, is because our gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is Das. And Das is the ability to do what I know is right. Drinking weakens that terribly. And therefore, when a person drinks, he loses that self-control. A person who engages in songs, talk, jokes, anything that tends to stoke a person's taiva, so now he's fighting a much bigger taiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a taiva of one madrega, and usually HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me das to deal with it. But if I begin to ratchet up my taiva because divya gavin, then it's not that clear that I have enough das to control it. It's no longer HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fault, it's my fault. Then he says, G'doylem ikolzeis amru, yifane atzer machshavte de betera, v'yarchiv daitre v'chokma, she'ein machsheves arayis de kaperes, v'abolei panim na chokma. So the final thing, and this is the most positive approach, or the most positive element to fall into line, is that a person needs to fill his mind and heart with stuff. It's a horror if it's a horror when the Yetzer comes and attacks you, so to speak. But if a person is empty, he's not thinking about anything, he's not excited about anything, he's not into anything, it's just like when you have a vacuum. All the pressure on all sides crushes it. An empty heart, an empty mind, is waiting to have the Yetzer come in, because something's got to come in. When a person gets into learning with passion, with the Bren, thinking about it, being active in it, or anything else, even if it doesn't fill his mind, but the person is engaged and active and doing, so his person is filled with something. Then it's a Yetzer. But if a person is empty, then he's waiting for something to happen. So the Rambam says, G'doylem ikol zois, of all the things I mentioned, whether it's being aware of your weaknesses, whether it's yichud, the most important thing is the positive part, that a person engage himself in things that are intellectually fulfilling, emotionally fulfilling, that give a person passion, pushing. So briefly, we've gone through a very difficult period. It's something that shook us, many aspects of it. If we live through this kufa, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn something from it, to take note. And Chazal tell us, you must, it's a lesson. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a lesson. The first lesson is Yazaf min Hayayin, the understanding of how much control and how much das are key in allowing something to spin out. Chazal taught us a person should never be ashamed of his weaknesses. We should be ashamed of not doing something about it. If a person knows this is his weakness, let's imagine a person has a weakness for wine or drinking. So why I have a weakness, I don't know. But what I can do about it is make sure I don't get to drinking. That I have control. Two, yichud is the item that is the clearest barrier to doing something wrong, and taking shortcuts with yichud is guaranteed to put you in a situation that you may not be able to stop. Finally, the most positive thing we can do is engage ourselves in learning and in Avodas Hashem in a way that fills us, in a way that is passionate, in a way that gives a person fullness. The Yetzirah preys on an empty mind and an empty heart. The more we fill it, the more energetic and the more passionate our Avodas Hashem and learning is, the more we have this Hashem Shmira from the Yetzirah, who waits for open spots, empty spots to invade it. That is Hashem. We should learn something from the difficult parts we went through, And this HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us, if we live through it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us that lesson. Beres Hashem, we should take the right, we should take the right response out of that lesson.